Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up?
Welcome to Old School. There you go. We got you.
I turned it on right away. I just wanted to make sure you could hear because you like tapped your headphones.
His daily battle with the headphones and microphone and camera. Like, he just, that the camera just.
Yeah.
Like, one day we're going to come in. Jay's going to get here early. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come in and just take a bat to that camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. I can always turn this one around.
You're not supposed to tell him that.
We'll find a way.
You're not supposed to tell him that. That's a surprise. It's like, hey, Jay, you broke the camera.
Yeah, it's just too bad. I can't be on the stream now.
But guess what? We got others. We're okay. Jay, we were talking about the stuff you listen to. Like I said, I told him I'm the 49-time world champion at chair dancing.
Uh-huh.
So that's just, you know, if I'm sitting in the car and I can't really dance, but I need to let the music hit me. Yeah. What is it? Like when you in the truck by yourself and the song come on, you go, okay, I'm going to act a fool right now.
I don't know. Pumps and a Bump, for sure. Tip Drill, those are two guaranteed.
See, he in the truck just with the tenant.
Just acting straight fool.
With the tenant windows. Yeah. And he's. See, now I need to know what that looks like, right? Like, you kind of need to know what it looks like when Jay Foreman lets go.
Yeah, that's few and far between, man. I don't really get loose anymore.
Well, but, I mean, you go, like, you know, you go to a wedding, you get, your wife's friend gets married, the DJ hits it.
Oh, if they play that, I'd get out there. But I'm sure them type of weddings, they ain't doing that.
What are we talking about? Her friends don't?
Like Bon Jovi or something.
Sure. You don't want to know a former teammate, too?
White Snake. I haven't been to a wedding in a while, though. I can't even remember the last one I went to. I know like one time one of my teammates, rookie year, got the whole rookie class went. And he was like, yeah, my in-law said y'all was too wild. We had a good time, though, man. We didn't like doing it. We just was just kicking it too hard because that was the first time. I think it was after our rookie year. We went, you know, the following year before mini camp. So we had, you know, kind of got through our first year. So, and there wasn't, at that time, wasn't much to do in Buffalo. So we was acting like we ain't been outside for a while.
Buffalo is low-key quiet.
It used to be. Not anymore, though. I mean, I went back a couple years ago. The city is really built up. Obviously, the Sabres are more prominent. They have a AAA team affiliate with the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. They actually have a stadium there. You know, it used to just be bars that would kind of, you know, obviously be open at 6. But there's actually a lot of stuff to do. They really built up the waterfront along downtown. They got some bigger, like, you know, buildings. So it's kind of more thriving. And then even where they have the stadium is built up. You know, it used to be, you know, just a lot of
war memorial.
Yeah, just a lot of nothing, and then there'd be the stadium when you go from like West Seneca to Orchard Park. So there's a lot more to do, but you know, at that point in time, there wasn't much to do, especially because back then, you know, it always seemed like Buffalo was like it was today during, you know, March and April.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. We didn't get any sunlight to right before that last mini camp, right before training camp, because we were always practicing indoors. So we, I forget where Keith got married at, but we went and had a good time.
And it's always gray in Buffalo.
Yeah. Somebody had told me that we were at St. John Fisher for training camp, and somebody had told me that Buffalo only get it was like something like barely over 40 some. It was like either 42 or 45 days of like blue skies and sunlight.
Mm-hmm. It's just gray.
Yeah.
Like you walk around and gray is the most prominent color.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, but I enjoyed my time in Buffalo. I think it was a great transition for me because it was, you know, somewhat like Lincoln, you know, good winning organization at that time. So it was great. I didn't mind it. And then, you know, the NFL is a lot different because once the season's over, you know, you gone until you got to be back or until you're summoned back. So, it's quite different where you do get to go and you know, go back to your off-season house or whatever you got going on. But I enjoyed Buffalo.
So where was your off-season house? If you were
– Oh, I was in Minneapolis, so it really was. Mm. I was going from one extreme
to the other. Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't go, like, south.
No, but I'm just saying for guys that did and, you know, you could travel a little bit, go see some teammates. You know, one of my guys that I got drafted with, Keith Newman, he was from Tampa and had a house in Tampa. So I'd go down and see him train for like a week or two together and stuff like that. So I really wouldn't, you know, you get to do some stuff. And, you know, I was used to the cold weather, but I enjoyed Buffalo, you know, because it wasn't much to do. But then it was all football. And the same thing you hear about Green Bay is football and football and football. And that's what you're doing. It's your job.
So, I mean, even in 2000, you say in 2005, you saying you had separate places. You didn't stay where you were playing.
Oh, when I got down in Houston, I lived there year round.
Yeah.
You know, and so that, you know, that's great because then you're there, you know, you're always kind of working out at the facility, you know, so if anything went wrong, you know, you're on their kind of dime and underneath their umbrella, but it's just good because you're on their program. So, you know, the more that they see you, the better it is. But, you know, some teams don't have that type of obligation for you considering where they're located. So, like the Buffaloes, Green Bays, stuff like that, they don't expect you to be year-round. But Houston, you can't get much better than that, especially from late September, October to March, April. It's the weather's pretty perfect, except for, you know, February, March, you get some, you know, get some rain and get a little cold for Houston. But, you know, it's only a day or two.
You got better food in Houston, though, right?
Oh, yeah, they got everything. they got too much food.
They got too much
food down there. You got the little Louisiana flavor. You got all types. I mean, obviously, you got real great Mexican food down there. You got the eloquent cuisine. Mm-hmm. You got a little bit of the seafood. Not a little bit, a lot of seafood. Then you get, you know, the Houston
Papados.
Yeah, and you got Papados, Papas, and then you got, you know, the stuff that you know, Houston, like the barbecue down there is different. You know, the brisket is different. And
yes.
So it's Houston's a great city. It's a great sports town, a great city, very big. You know, I didn't realize at that point in time, and I don't know if it's kind of surpassed or, you know, I doubt it's gotten smaller, but it was the fourth largest city in the nation. I didn't even realize. I mean, you'd always hear of New York, Chicago, L.A. when you think of big cities. And, you know, Houston was fourth. And so, you know, spread out. I really enjoyed my time in Houston and always enjoy going back.
Where'd you live in Houston? Because we lived in the Woodlands.
Oh, so you see, that's up by the airport, which is great, but that's too far from the practice facility. So I lived down right in Rice Village, which was
– okay.
Five, at the worst, it's a 10-12 minute drive to practice. Right. So,
did you guys have the bubble then?
We did have the bubble. You need the bubble in Houston because it'll be 100 degrees, 100% seems like humidity, and you just can't practice out there, you know, every day because you'll be worn out by the time.
What time did you guys practice?
You get to the game. Well, during training camp, Dom didn't really care. He was like, hey, here's the thing. Dom preached to us, this is going to be an advantage. You know, because the heat and teams aren't going to be used to it. Then McNair was like, man, we got to put all these 80,000 butts in here. We can't have them hot. We're always going to have this thing closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in training camp, when we did two-a-days, our first practice, let's just say 8 o'clock. I think it might have been like 7:30 or something. So we go 7:30 to 9 or 7 to 9. Then, you know, you got, you know, lifting and all that stuff, meetings, and then we'd practice again later that night, you know, so say like 6 to 8, 7 to 9, whatever it was. And then we'd be off that next morning from practice, but we'd have, you know, lift meetings and so forth and so on. And then whatever the apex heat index was, Dom was like, that's when we're going to practice. So it was anywhere from
1 o'clock
to like 3 would be the start, 3:30 would be the start, and then we'd go.
And we played our high school games during the apex. So they would let out school early. We'd play the games at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock. And then finally, you know, some parents, like, you had kids passing out. Yeah. And they couldn't figure out, well, why is that happening? I don't know. It's 148 degrees. You got the kids at 12 pounds of pads. Yeah, I think that might be it. So they finally moved it to 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Where the sun was set. And I was like, okay, thanks, Houston. We appreciate it. It was there. So we've been – dealing with trying to locate, put the exact location on where these Husker programs are. So last night you got to watch the Husker basketball team.
Yeah.
And the first question I asked Bach and I asked Strick was, are you mad or are you disappointed? Jay, you had seen this team before.
Right.
You saw them last night. It'd make you mad, disappointed. What comes to mind?
Oh, I definitely ain't mad because it's the first game of the season. I'd say a little disappointed, but I'm not surprised considering, like I said, the hardest part about coaching is getting young, immature kids to try to do adult things, which is come in prepared mentally and mentally to be physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Western Illinois was in the double bonus very early, so that lets you know that they – you know, they were pretty overly aggressive but physical as well. But, you know, it takes a certain mindset. I mean, Nebraska got destroyed on the boards. Mm-hmm. I mean, just annihilated on the boards. And that's usually a want to. You know, there's old saying, you know, you rebound or you die. But, you know, it's got to be important. And the nights that you're not hitting threes is the nights that you got to be able to lock down and play some D, and you definitely got to rebound to kind of either hang around or hold on to a lead or gut out a victory. So, you know, a little disappointed, not surprised. And I think that, you know, they'll bounce back from it. I still like the makeup of the team. I think, you know, so, and not making excuses for them, because I think if you play it 10 times, they need to win 10, but I think they'd still win 9 in a row against this team. But, with so many options and so many new pieces, you know, it's going to take a little while to that rotation not only get set, but then comes to fruition. And, so they got a lot. They got scoring power, but as you know, you just got to make sure you maximize it to the utmost. Whether it's a regular game where you are hitting, or a game like this, so where you got to, you know, kind of maybe pull some pieces apart and see, you know, combinations. You know, maybe you put Wiltshire and have him on the ball, run a high pick and roll with Walker, get more downhill, but then try to get the big guys more involved. There's a couple times.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I thought Verge could have dumped it off and gave him a chance to at least touch the ball. You know, you guys can fall asleep when you're so ball dominant. You know, I think one time he might have went back and forth on his crossover dribbles like 10 times. I felt like I was watching the N1 tape. The homeboy got some quickness and can get to the hoop, and he's creative. But now we just need to, you know, curtail that to where it's advantageous for the team and make it more efficient. And then we just need to tighten up some stuff on defense, which will in turn – help you box out and get more rebounds. Because if you're out of position on a pick and roll, whether you're hedging the pick and roll or you're just going to, you know, I call it lazy switch, where you don't even try to fight through the pick and you're just waiting for the guy to come. Mm-hmm. And whether you're high pressure in that pick or you're just kind of like, hey, Jay Foreman's out there, I know he's not a good shooter, so I'll just slough out. Whatever it is, if you're out of position and say a shot goes up and then they happen to miss, then you know you're out of position on the defensive rebound. And especially against a team that was – I wouldn't say hot, but they definitely were on time when they needed to hit threes. Before the game would get too far out of hand, or they needed to kind of get a lead to where they can kind of play, you know, with the lead, they would hit a big shot or a big three or get a, you know, dinky dunk, you know, put back. Nebraska would tie. Nebraska would be slow in the rotation, give up a defensive rebound, put back two after playing defense for like 10, 12 seconds.
At the end of the half.
Yeah, and yeah, end of the half or just whatever, you know, so forth. Those are like the, you know, the equivalent of everybody's covered, one guy's out of his rush lane, and the quarterback scrambles for a 9-yard gain on 3rd and 7.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. So those are things – everything that they didn't do well, take the shooting out of it, are correctable. Better free throws down the stretch on the front end of one-on-ones and obviously completing the double bonus, especially with your guards, right?
Especially ball-dominant guards.
Ball-dominant guards or guards, shooters, you know, definitely. You know, you guys should be able to close – ice the game out. And then obviously they can you know, definitely can control – rebounding, because that comes down to want to and effort, and it's a team effort, right? So instead of having three guys leak out after the shot goes up, maybe only one or maybe two until you can get a hold and do a good job of defensive rebound, defensive rebounds, and then, you know, limit their shots. And that's, you know, where it came down to. But listen here, you know, number five, your boy Trenton Mazner, he pulled that bad boy right in their face. They, you know, whoever was guarding him was playing
28. Whap.
But he was playing face defense. For you people out there, face defense, you're guarding him with your face, not, you know, not hands, and getting up in his body. You know, you could go back and say, well, Nebraska could have fouled him and only put him at the line, fouled him right off the get-go, and then, you know, he shoots two shots, you get the rebound, you're still up by one. You're kind of playing money ball. I call it small – or a small ball. We call it money ball. Do that. But then, you know, your boy Luka Brzezic pulled the Luka – or not the Luka Doncic. What's the dude? Djokovic on him. He pulled the Joker on him. Bam. Ice water in his veins. Pulled it, too.
Like it, and those weren't poorly defended. They just weren't defended well enough. Like,
they were okay to be – they were okay defended. They weren't – they definitely – when it's crunch time, you have to find it in yourself, like, we are going to lock in and play D.
Do you – but sometimes the whisper is, in those situations, you don't want to turn those into free throws.
A three-point shot?
Yeah, those
or
two –
or you can foul him as soon as he gets it.
But that's never been done here.
What do you mean? I don't know. Well, then that's – I mean, I'm just – I mean, that's here nor there. I mean, they hit two big-time shots.
So it's Coach J. Would you have – are you saying you would have fouled and sent him to the free throw line so at least you're even? But well, then –
if
but
he
then,
makes two.
But then the way that
they
game
rebound
had
and they mess around. Hey, they're going to mess around and be the game going to be tied anyway. So, I
right?
mean,
the way
look,
the rebound was
day,
going, yeah.
At the end of the day, they hit two big threes. Nebraska had a chance to get downhill and get to the free throw line, and the shot was made, I think, 40% harder by not going straight through or straight to contact.
Which seemed to me like he was playing to contact. Like he threw,
well, the,
he
the
threw
level
his
of difficulty
body.
Went when you tried to reverse it with your right hand on the left side.
Yeah.
I think the level of difficulty went up 90%.
I just felt like he went up to get contact and go to free throw line.
I don't think with that move. I think he was going up there to make it.
If you're going to do all that, you know, he had three shooters around the perimeter.
Right.
Locked and loaded.
Right.
You know, you said a thing that for this system, ball-heavy guards can be problematic if they're not playing well and if everybody is included. How do you make sure, especially with the pick and roll in this team, like the two exhibition games, pick and roll at the top got everybody else involved because he and Derek were on the same page. And that right. allows for shooters to get open and be prepared. Also, not having Lat Man mattered.
Yeah.
Absolutely mattered. 6'9" shooter, rebounder, defender. Absolutely mattered. How do you make sure that when things friction up like that, how do you get them back into their offense?
No, I mean, that's something they probably – I guarantee you look, Coach Hoiberg is a real deal. His offense is – and his system works. So, you know, this is stuff is just about getting used to, you know, a new team. I mean, to answer your question, you just – you know, whether you're in a timeout, say, look, man, let's – look, I know we can get some, you know, some shots you know you like shooting, but let's start working some – let's see how they like to play defense, right? I think too many times we're so ball dominant, so quick we come down – boom, 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 get it up. They haven't had to play defense. So the backside or off-the-ball defense is kind of, oh, shoot, I just got to chill. Now I can sprint. Now I can run the floor, you know. while everybody's like waiting to see if they were going to get a pass, and then you know they're kind of like playing on their heels. So a little bit of that. Sometimes you just want to make them play D, make them think. You know, as much as shooting threes, getting to the free throw line, you know, getting to the hoop, you know, all the other fancy stuff. I mean, basketball is you have to challenge them mentally because you might be doing something that could set up something later in the game. And whether it's, you know, look, what I try to tell, you know, even kids, like, you shoot a good shot, and even if it doesn't go in, but, you know, as a basketball player, like, yeah, that was a good shot, and say it was tight rims or just kind of, you know, bang-banged and went out or kind of, you know, looped out or something, you know, that mindset, that the guy that's guarding you, he's going to have to respect your shot. Now, if you shoot a shot and it hits the side of the backboard, oh, we can go chill under you. We can almost play like a, you know, reverse box and one self-check out there. So there's other things you can do, you know, get in a little offense, get a little motion going, maybe take the dominant ball handler off the ball, which could give him a rest, but then also expand his game, because I think, you know, Virg can score whether he's ball dominant or off the ball. Like, a homeboy gets it. He got some quicks.
And 13 rebounds.
Yeah, and that helps, because those long rebounds that were coming off, he was getting them and then jamming it down their throat if he potentially on the fast break. So those are things that you need to take advantage of and accentuate, but you can still do it if he's off the ball, because whether it's Trey Webster when he comes back, Bryce, even Wilcher, you know, can handle it. You know, I you know, and then you maybe get like a little big man, you know, pick and roll, you know, with bootleg, I won't call him bootleg, but, you know, Bill Walton, I like to call him. Mm-hmm. And then maybe Derek Walker or Wilcher in goggles. I'm going to call him Sir Goggles. with Sir Goggles or somebody like that. You know, just to kind of just throw the defense off. Another look. And it was just one of those nights they weren't hitting. They didn't make enough free throws down the stretch. They didn't defend well down the stretch. And they didn't rebound all game. So the four things that they needed to do, that they usually do or need to do, at least two to win majority of their games, they did zero.
Especially in the Big Ten.
Especially in the Big Ten. The thing is, they're not going to hit every time, and that's fine. You know, this will be all good.
Who did you want to see more of?
Ooh. Well, Wilhelm, Sir Goggles, was in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really say him.
Right.
I don't know, man. I think Casey, maybe.
He gave you 17 minutes and balled out.
Right.
Like, he went 1-for-5, but
the energy,
he was the energy. Yep.
He had 3 steals, hit a long 3. He had, you know, only 1 rebound. But I think you'd like to see him just as a little bit change up. Because, look, once he comes over half court, you got to respect that. And even though he's 1-for-5, he shoots 2 more. He can mess around and be 3-for-7. Just like that. So, even though he only made 1, they all looked like makeable. They all looked like good shots, and definitely within his range. So maybe him just to kind of maybe, you know, spread that defense a little bit, because I felt like Verge could get downhill on these dudes. Bryce obviously could get downhill. Trey could. CJ Wilcher definitely could. So if you go small, that's fine, because, you know, you're not rebounding anyways, but also they're not the team that you're playing isn't overly big. They're not like, you know, Illinois last year. We had, you know, Colburn in there, and the guy, you know, where you like, dang, this dude is, you know, 6'11", 2'6". He's a load.
And no Eduardo Andre, right. No Kobe, no Lat.
Yeah.
And I think Eduardo, because I kept looking for Eduardo to find
Andre, would have been, I was about to say, the next, because he's a big body, has strong hands. When the ball comes off, he can, you know, it's no fumbling going around. You know what I mean? When he gets it, it's in a vacuum. So maybe him, just another big body in there, and some more energy. But you know what? I think it's a learning lesson for this team. And I know that, look, they got to get ready come Friday, because this new opponent, they're going to see blood in the water. They're like, oh, man, Western Illinois is winning. What's the difference between them and us?
Well, Sam Houston, that's a program that's been around the tournaments.
Right.
So
yeah, so they got the tradition, and they definitely ain't going to come in here scared.
And they got athletes.
And you know they're going to have athletes. I think Nebraska is going to play a lot better come Friday night.
Yeah, I kind of peeped. Some folks said 7-0, and I thought they'd get to 2-1. We'll see. because whatever I saw last night was not what I was expecting. I do want to load the question for you, though. We'll get your answer when we come back from the break. But I'll ask you, Jay Foreman, on your night of first seeing live basketball, real regulation basketball for Bryce McGowan's, I'll ask you to give your scouting report on Bryce McGowan's when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.